Okay, we're still going back a little bit in the Gemara to start from the beginning of this Gemara. We're on Pei Vav Amid Aleph, 7 lines in the bottom of the page. In the Shatan's team's Gemara, it's 86A3, closer to the bottom of the page. Okay, Pei Vav Amid Aleph, 7 lines in the top. The Gemara says like this. We're in the middle of the Gemara that if you kidnap somebody and you sell them as a slave, so then you get capital punishment. Okay? That's what the Gemara learns. But you need to do both. You need to kidnap him, you need to make him work, and you need to sell him. Then you get capital punishment. So the Gemara says like this. Itma, we learned, Eide Geneva v'Eide Mechira b'Nefesh Shuhuzmo. One group of witnesses testified that the guy was kidnapped. Another group of witnesses testified the guy was sold. And then what happened, they became Edom Zaymimim, meaning each group individually became disqualified. They said, how can you say he was kidnapped Monday morning in L.A.? Monday morning you were with us in China. So that's called Hazama, Edom Zaymimim, which the din is you do to them what they wanted to do to the person that they testified against. So now the question is like this. One group said they kidnapped. The other group said they sold them. Okay, so now each group becomes Edom Zaymimim. Each group becomes Edom Zaymimim. So then what do you do to those witnesses? So the Gemara says like this, Itma Eide Genev Edom Mechira B'Nefesh Shuhuzmum. Okay. Chizki Ama Eine Rogim. Chizki said they cannot get killed. The Gemara is going to explain why in a second. But Rabbi Yechanan Ama Rabbi Yechanan says, Nerogim, they do get killed. Okay. So one opinion says they don't get killed, one opinion says they do get killed. And the Gemara is going to explain each one. Chizki Yomar, why does Chizki say they don't get killed? Because he holds a Rabbi Akiva that says, Dovod v'leichotzi Dovod. When you testify on something, it has to be on a whole testimony, not in half a testimony. It has to be an entire testimony. So which means like this. The first group that said he was kidnapped, you don't get killed just for kidnapping, because you didn't sell them yet. The second group says they sold them. But again, that's a half a thing, because in order to get killed, you have to kidnap them and sell them. So each witness set of witnesses is testifying on a half a thing. So even though, in a normal case, the guy would get killed, because if half two witnesses say he's kidnapped, two witnesses say he sold them, the guy would get killed. Because now together they're testifying on the whole thing. But each group became Hezama, Edom Zaymimim, separately. So Chizki says, Rabbi Kiva holds, Dovod v'lechotzi, Dov, you have to testify on the whole thing. Here they only testified each one and a half. You can't get killed. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Kerabonon, Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Rabbanon, that says, Dovod afilochotzi, Dovod. Okay? So, in other words, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, it's not, halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Akiva. And they hold, that you could testify on a half a thing. So, therefore, if you're testifying on a half a thing, I don't know if there's going to be another one here.
No, here, the third one.
Yeah, that one. No, it wasn't. Okay.
And who do we hold by?
Well, we'll soon see. Omeide Chizkiah, but Chizkiah agrees by a different case. Be'edem Achrein Shal Ben Seder Omeide. Now, Ben Seder Omeide represents the din of the rebellious son. What's the din of the rebellious son? He had to steal meat, he had to fress and guzzle, and then you kill him. So he says, what happens if one group testify he stole the meat? And when another group says he ate the meat, fressed and guzzled and all that stuff, shenerogim, that then the second group does get killed. Why? Because the first group of witnesses could say, we didn't come to kill him. Lahal kase banu. When we said he stole, we only wanted him to get whipped, not to get killed. Vahani achrina, and therefore the second witnesses make it happen. Okay? Now, the fact that the guy Okay. By Betzayda Lomeda, like we said just now, the first witnesses only get him to get Malchus, not to get killed. So now, the Gemara is going to ask right away a question because it's an obvious question. Leperl, the Gemara says like this. Eide Mechida, the witnesses said he stole them, and then the second group of witnesses said he sold them, right? So over there, Chizki says he's not going to get killed because they became Eidim Zimmerman. They're still not going to get killed because they're each testifying on a half a thing. But by Ben Seder Umeda, the second group of witnesses that testify that the kid fressed and guzzled and all that, so then he is going to get killed. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. So Maskela, Rabbah asked a very simple question. If that's the case, Eidim Mechida Nami Liktali. You should be able to kill the witnesses that sold him. Why? Because the first witnesses that testify that the guy kidnapped him, they could say, we're not coming to kill him, we're only coming to give him lashes for stealing. In other words, like this. By Ben Seder Umeda, there's two parts. There's the kid stealing the money for the meat, and the second aspect of it, that he fressed it. It's not eating. Stam, it has to be a zeil of a save. It has to be a fressing and a guzzling. Huh?
Guzzler.
Yeah, by the... Not a gas guzzler. A human guzzler.
Yeah. Wine guzzler.
Huh?
Wine and meat guzzler.
Wine and meat guzzler. Okay, so Chizkia says that in that case, because by Ben Seder Umeda, the first group of witnesses are saying that he stole the meat. That doesn't get you killed. It doesn't make you a Ben Seder Umeda. Right? Who makes them the Ben Seder Umeda? The second group of witnesses that say he fressed it. Therefore, Chizki would agree, that second group of witnesses would get killed if they were Edom Zeimimim, because they caused the death upon him. But not the first one. Because the first group could say, we only, not testifying, we told you they stole meat. Okay, so whip him. One second. But so the Gemara asks, the Rabbah asks, if so, by kidnapping is the same thing. The first group says he was kidnapped. Second group says he was sold, the slave, right? So now, the first group itself doesn't get the guy killed.
And by Ben
Sarah Mary, without the first group, there's also no second group. But what are they testifying on? Edom Zeimimim means you do to them when they're false witnesses what they wanted to do to the guy they're testifying against. Now, if you have that group of witnesses that said the kid stole money, what are they testifying?
Stealing.
You don't get killed for stealing. The second group that says he fressed, that's what gets him killed. So Rav Papa says, 1 minute, the same thing over here. One group testified he was kidnapped. The person was kidnapped. The second group of witnesses says he was sold as a slave. Right? So again, it should be the same thing. The first group is not testifying that he should get killed. He kidnapped somebody. Kidnapping somebody doesn't get you killed. What gets you killed? When you sell him. Right? So why should the first group... So the second group should be able to get killed. So he says... So Maaskel, Rav Papa asks, then the people that are selling him should also be the ones that get killed by the kidnapping. Why? Because the first group of witnesses that testified that he only stole him are able to say, we only came to whip him, not to kill him. And if you're going to say, maybe Taka, he would hold, for kidnapping, you don't get whipped. So he says, no. Because it might, it says in another place like this. Eide gneva benefesh shuhuzmo. Witnesses to kidnapping, okay? Stam. Witnesses of kidnapping became disqualified. Became Edom Zeimimim. So Chizki v'Rabbi Yochanan, there's an argument between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. One group says they get Malchus, and one group says they didn't get Malchus. What's the case? There's a very simple case, what we just learned. A group of witnesses came and said the guy was kidnapped. Okay, they kidnapped. Then they became Edom Zaymimin. Now, what do you do to them? Do they get Malkus or don't they get Malkus? So Rabbi Yechon and Chizkiah argue. One, we don't know which one. One of them says they get whipped. One group says they don't get whipped. Vamrinin and the Gemara is continuing. And we say, Tistayim, the Chizkiah, Amalek, and the Chizkiah is the one that says you do get whipped. Why? Because Chizkiah says, Ein Narogim. They don't get killed. That's what Chizkiah just said. Because it's a half a thing. You can't get killed for it. Right? The E, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon says, Kivin, then Narogim, they get killed. So have a love, Shinitin, Lazar, is Ben Mises, Besdin. And therefore, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Then it becomes a love which is connected to a death of Besdin. B'chol lav Shinitin, Lazar, is Mises, Besdin, in Lake and Olive. Okay, meaning like this. There's a din, normally for transgressing a negative commandment, you get whipped. Yeah? You get whipped. Eat chazer. And you were warned, you get whipped. Any other lav, most lavs in the Torah, no, most negative commandments in the Torah. You were warned, you did it, you get whipped. That's the halach, right? There are certain exceptions. A lav that has no action to it. I transgressed a negative commandment, but I didn't do anything. Hello?
Yeah. For example,
let's speak about the season coming up. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. You're not allowed to have chametz, own chametz. Okay, now, if a guy had chametz in his house before Pesach, and he didn't get rid of it, now is he transgressing a negative commandment of having chametz? Yeah? Did he do an action?
No.
If you buy chametz on Pesach, I'm doing an action of buying chametz on Pesach, then I'm going to get whipped because I did an action. I didn't do an action here. Before Pesach, I was allowed to have it. Right? I just didn't get rid of it. Correct? So then the din is, you don't get whipped. Lav she'ein by ma'isa. A lav that doesn't have an action to it, you can't get whipped. Another rule, lav anitik la'asei. A lav which is connected, which could be rectified by a positive action.
Stealing.
The Torah said, you steal, Veheshiv esakzela, give it back. So therefore, I can rectify the sin by giving it back. So then you also didn't get Malkus. It's called lav anita klasi. Here the Gemara is talking about a case of lav shenitin lazores bezdin. And that means it's bezdin. Okay? Meaning like this. If it's a lav that eventually will lead to bezdin killing you, and bezdin can't kill you yet, you don't get Malkus. Let's say you did a lav of karis. You did a lav. Let's say you ate chametz on Pesach. What's the punishment for eating chametz on Pesach? You ate karis, right? So then the din is, karis is God's business. He kills you. He doesn't kill you. Whatever. Yeah. So the din is, you get malchus for the lav. The guy eats chametz on Pesach. Bezin would give him malchus. I mean, if he was warned and everything. The punishment is karis, but that's coming from God. That we don't deal with. So therefore, you didn't have it, you get Malkus. Right? But a lav with Besdin kills you, there's an argument if you get Malkus for such a lav or not. Why? Because Besdin's killing you. What are you going to get Malkus for? Besdin's going to kill you. What are you getting Malkus? Mela Hashem's going to kill you. You might get killed. You might not get killed. You might do tshuva. You might not do tshuva. It's a whole in the air. But the din is lav anita klazor is bezdin, okay? Ain't like an olive, you can't get killed for it, okay?
No, like
him. Huh?
Not killed.
I'm saying ain't like an olive, you don't get killed.
No, so, not killed.
You don't get Malkus. You're right. I'm sorry. As he says like this. So, in this case, the witness is stole. The witness testified by kidnapping. Yeah, the witnesses testified. The guy stole. The guy. Correct. He testified he stole the guy. So, and then he became Edom Zaymimin. So Chizkiah says he gets killed. Because Rabbi Yechonin holds. Yeah. Because I'm sorry, Chizkiyah says, "Ein nodogin," they don't get killed. Why? Because it's only half a thing. And Rabbi Kiva says it has to be a whole thing. This kidnapping is not going to get him killed. Correct? So they're only testifying in a half a thing. Now, if Beis Din doesn't kill him, like Chizkiyah holds, right? If the witnesses testify the guy kidnapped, correct? Is Beis Din going to kill the guy? No. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. No. Therefore, if those witnesses became Adam Zaymimin,
they don't get lashed.
What did they want to do to that guy?
Get him lashed.
Lashes, not killed. Because Chizkiyah says he's not going to get killed. Correct? So what did they want to do to get him? Lashes. So according to Chizkiyah, that these witnesses should get Malkus. Correct? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they get killed. Nerogin. That means this, what they're testifying on, is leading up to a Mises Beis Din. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't get Malkus. Correct? Mm-hmm. So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah argue, Eide Mechira, the witness, I'm sorry, Eide Geneva, the guys that kidnapped, one opinion says he gets Malkus, doesn't get Malkus. So which of the opinions says he gets Malkus? Chizkiyah, correct? Now, so he says, if the kidnapper himself doesn't get lashes, how can you whip the guy the way Adam Zaymimin? In other words, the Gemara is going with this whole, like that, you know. Okay, basically like this. Now, Pop asked the question, Adam Mechida should also get killed. The Adam Mechida, okay, what happened again in this original case? Two witnesses testify he kidnapped, two witnesses testify that he sold them. Both became disqualified. Okay? So what happened before? So Chizkiyah held in the Gemara that by Ben Seder the murder, the last group of witnesses would get killed. The first group, not because they say we didn't come to kill him. We only said that he stole the meat. So that Papa says, if so, by kidnapping should be the same thing. Yeah. The first group of witnesses that said kidnapping, they say, we're also not coming to kill him. We're only given to give him Malkus. Right? So that Papa asked, then the second group should be getting killed. And if you're going to say Chizkiyah holds the first group doesn't get Malkus, because they didn't testify anything negative, but the Gemara proves that Chizkiyah holds they would get Malkus. Right? Now, so Chizkiyah says they do get Malkus, that first group of witnesses. Right? Now, if they get Malkus, why do they get Malkus? Because they're not testifying about killing. Because if they would be testifying about killing, then they couldn't get Malkus. Because the halacha is, if you're testifying about somebody who's going to get death, then you don't get Malkus. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so they get lashes. So now, if the kidnapper doesn't get Malkus, how could they get Malkus? What do Adam Zaymimin get as a punishment? Adam Zaymimin get what they wanted to do to the guy they testified against. But according to Chizkiyah, the guy himself that they testified against is not going to get Malkus. Why? Because Chizkiyah said, really, he should get killed. But it's only half.
Yeah.
So therefore, what does Chizkiyah say? He gets Malkus. But Gemara proves that Chizkiyah...
Yeah, if he's getting killed, why should he get Malkus?
No, if the kidnapper himself doesn't get Malkus, because Chizkiyah holds what happens with the A.D. Geneva, Chizkiyah says he doesn't get Malkus.
So why should witness again?
What?
So why should witnesses get Malkus? Eide Geneva are the witnesses.
So if the kidnapper doesn't get lashes, how can they get lashes?
The witnesses.
Correct. So then Chizkiah must say that the kidnapper does get lashes. What did Chizkiah say the Edom get? Lashes. That means we must say that the guy that they're testifying against gets with lashes. Because if he doesn't get lashes, why should they get lashes? The Edom only get what they wanted to testify against the guy. So if they testify that the guy gets Malchus, then they could be the ones that get Malchus too. But if they, the first guy doesn't get Malchus, how can you whip them?
What they wanted to do to the guy or what actually happened?
No. Only what they wanted to do. If it happened already, they don't get, there's no Edom Zayim.
It's not up to the witnesses to decide what the court is going to decide.
It doesn't matter. It depends what they're testifying against.
It's risky business being a witness.
Very.
So according to Chizkiah, okay, what does the first group of witnesses get? Malchus. Right? If that's the case, so then the first group of witnesses could come along and say, when we testified, the guy kidnapped the guy, what are we testifying against?
Malchus.
So then who's causing the death? The second group that said he was sold.
Yeah.
So the question is, why aren't they getting killed? According to Chizkiah. Chizkiah said they don't get killed. But according to Chizkiah, they should get killed, the Gemara asks. It's like geometry here. Equals this, this equals this, and therefore this has to equal
what
this.
What if he didn't steal it, but he only sold it? Like, for instance, he bought it from somebody without stealing.
No, that's not. Then there's no din of kidnapping and stealing. You could sell slaves. The Torah says you can sell a slave.
And that slave happened to be kidnapped before.
That's not what he did. He didn't kidnap him.
That's exceptional.
In other words, let's go through. The Gemara is like 10 steps over here, right? Okay. Now, when Chizkiah says both groups, one group testified, let's go back to the beginning, okay? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Okay. In the beginning, the first case is one group of witnesses said the guy kidnapped a slave. Second group of witnesses says he sold the slave. Right? Two separate groups. One group says he kidnapped, one group says he stole. He sold it. Then they were both disqualified. Correct? So Chizkiah says...
What? Because they contradicted.
No. The Edom Zayim.
They were proven wrong.
Not because they were proven wrong.
Half of it.
The guy says you were with us somewhere. No, not contradicting.
Because they didn't see the whole act.
Someone came and disproved their...
How did they disprove it?
By saying...
You were with us.
Right, we were with us, right.
They're not saying what happened. They say, how can you testify Monday morning this and this and happened? Monday morning you were with us somewhere else.
I see.
Witnesses that contradict each other don't get killed. If two people say he killed somebody, two people say he didn't kill somebody, they cancel each other out, there's no testimony. Nobody gets killed. Hazam is, they're not denying what you testified against. They're just saying, how could you testify? You weren't even there. So then it's Exeris HaKosev, the Torah says, you believe the second group of witnesses, and that's it. Okay? So now, two witnesses testify, the guy was kidnapped. Two witnesses testify, the guy was sold. So Chizkiah says both of them can't get killed. Because none of them testified on a whole thing that the guy did something that would get him killed. Kidnapping doesn't get you killed, and just selling doesn't get you killed. Both together do. But each group is only testifying on a half, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Kiva. It has to be a whole thing, not a half a thing, so you can't kill them, because they didn't want to kill the guy. Yeah? Then Chizkiah comes along with a brilliant statement that by Ben Seder Omeida, the second group, you do kill. The first group said he stole the meat. The second group says he fressed it. Right? So then, if the second group is Azama, you kill them. Why? Because the first group that said he stole the meat can say we only wanted him to get Malchus. We didn't want him to get killed. Correct?
That's Yochanan or that's
Chizkiah? No, Chizkiah. Even Chizkiah would agree. Rabbi Yochanan for sure. But Chizkiah would agree that by Edom Zayim, the second group that said he fressed it would get killed because the first group is only testifying on that he would get whipped. Okay, now, so the Papa asked, 1 minute. So if so, the guys that said, in our case, a kidnapping. The first group said he kidnapped. That doesn't get Malchus. I mean, they doesn't get killed. What are they testifying? They're not testifying that the guy should get killed. They say he kidnapped. Right? So if so, who made the death? The second group. So why don't you just kill the second group? By here, Rabbi Chizkiya says both of them don't get killed. Not the first group, not the second group. But the Gemara asks, if by Ben Seder Umeira you say the second Edom do get killed, so why over here is the same thing? He should also get killed. Now, the Papa said, maybe you'll say, because he says, maybe Chizkiya holds they don't get whipped for just kidnapping. But he says it can't be, because he proved from this whole thing in the machlokes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. If a guy that ate a geneva by nefesh, by kidnapping, whether you get Malchus or not, the Gemara proves Chizkiya is the one that says you do get Malchus. That's the whole proof. Okay, it's not relevant to the next piece of Gemara. But Chizkiya, the Papa proved that Chizkiya has to be the one that says you get Malchus. Correct? For kidnapping. Just for kidnapping. Because if they wouldn't get Malchus, how can you whip the Edom? They didn't want to whip the guy anyway. So how would they? Okay. So therefore, what does Chizkiya hold? We must say like this. Chizkiya holds the first group of witnesses that say he kidnapped him would only get Malchus. Correct? So who's making the second Misa? The second group of witnesses that testify he sold him, that's the group that's making him get killed. So the question that Papa is asking now, he just finalized the question. So now the question is, according to Chizkiya, the second group that testified that he sold him, that became Edom Zaymim, should get killed. Why does Chizkiya hold no? Because by Ben Seder Domeda, Chizkiya admits, the Gemara said, that the second group does get killed. Because the first group is only giving a Malchus. So that Papa proves from the other argument of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, if the guy only stole, they testified he stole, became Edom Zayman, that Chizkiya is the one that says he get whipped. Yeah? So based on that, the Gemara is asking, the Papa is asking 1 minute. So the first group that testified the guy was kidnapped are not testifying anything to do with death. They're only testifying that he stole. And because he got, he's getting Malchus. And that cannot be connected to death, because any lav connected to death, you don't get Malchus for. So the fact that Chizkiya says they do get Malchus, the first group that testified he kidnapped, is basically saying, okay, we're not giving you the death sentence. Just Malchus. Correct? So who's giving the death sentence? The second group that testifies that he sold them. So God, the question is, according to Chizkiya, the second group should get killed. Why does Chizkiya say no? That means the Papa's question is, according to Chizkiya himself, from another din and another din, Chizkiya himself would clearly have to hold that the second group does get killed. So why does Chizkiya say neither group gets killed? Not the group that testified he kidnapped, not the group that testifies he sold. Chizkiya said both don't get killed. Because it's only a half a thing.
Right.
So the Gemara's question is not a half a thing. Because what's making him completely get killed? The selling.
But they're only witness to half the thing. Don't they have to be witness to
No, but they're now, the question is, now they're testifying a whole thing, killed. Because it's not two halves making him get killed anymore. Because the first half that they kidnapped is not getting him killed. So now they're testifying, and I'll give you a simple example. Two witnesses testified that a married woman committed adultery. Yeah? She gets killed, and therefore, if they're Adam's Amen, they would get killed, correct? They never testified she got married. Maybe she's not married.
They said she's a married woman.
They weren't at the wedding. They say this woman committed adultery. Correct? Yeah? That's all they're testifying. They're not just saying the lady was married and committed adultery. They're saying this lady...
Is it their job to prove that she's a married
up
woman?
Up to the court to find out, right?
Okay, but what are they testifying?
She
committed adultery. That's all they're testifying, correct?
Okay.
Now, Lecher is a half a thing because she also has to be married.
When they say adultery, that means that she's married.
Yeah,
no.
She's
they say she committed, we saw with this guy. Okay? So therefore it would be Misa. Now, either not testifying that the guy that she was married. What's the answer? Marriage has nothing to do with death. Marriage doesn't kill her. Okay, kills him, not her. All right. Marriage doesn't kill anybody. Yeah? But what kills her? The fact that she committed adultery. That's a whole thing. I'll give you another example. One second. I'll give you another example. But it's a very famous thing in Yeshivish thing. One Eidus in Mutter and also Eidachonem and Bisurin. But one witness is believed when it comes to kosher treif and things like that, right? And you don't even need a kosher witness. Meaning women could testify.
Like the woman in the kitchen.
Like the woman in the kitchen, right. A woman, you come home, a guy comes home to eat, his wife made him dinner, he's allowed to eat it, yeah? How does he know it's kosher? Because his wife basically is telling him it's kosher. Okay, as she's a woman, it's not a kosher witness, nothing personal, but she can be a witness. The answer is, Eidachonem Bisurin. Okay, now, if one witness said this piece of meat is chalef, fats that you get, or whatever. No, they you don't have to go there. What Eidachot said, this is treifa meat. This is treifa meat. One witness established as treifa meat. Later on, two witnesses come and say, the guy ate the meat. They don't know if it's kosher treif. They say, the guy ate this piece of meat. They warned him not to eat it. I mean, they heard it was treif. They didn't, they're not, witnesses did not testify. They know the meat is treif. Okay? And then two witnesses come and testify, a guy ate the meat. The guy's going to get lashes. Two witnesses never made it treif for meat to begin with. The fact that one witness says it's treif, he's believed like two, so therefore it's two. And therefore, when he eats it, he's going to get whipped. Okay? The same thing, well, not really the same thing, but in a similar vein, when the witness, according to Rav Papa's question, when the witnesses testify that the guy sold him, that's what makes the killing. The first witnesses that testify he kidnapped him is only going to get a malchus. Huh? I told you, when the witnesses testified a woman committed adultery, they never testified she was married. But what's making the death? The marriage or the adultery?
Marriage.
The combination.
A woman that gets married doesn't get killed.
The combination.
It's the second thing is making him killed. Now, Eide Mechir, Eide Geneva, the Eides that say he kidnapped, they're not getting him killed. What's getting him killed 100%, not 50-50? The fact that Chizkiah says the first witnesses get whipped shows that it has nothing to do with Misa, because it's a valav that's given to Misa, you don't get Malchus. Correct? We just said. A lav that's connected to Misa, Bedin, by Mrs. Bezdin, you don't get whipped. The fact that Chizkiah holds he does get whipped means, what are they doing? They're getting Malchus because he testified something, nothing to do with death. Nothing to do with Misa. Correct? So then, if so, who's doing the Misa? The second group of witnesses, not the first. Huh? So then the question is, according to Chizkiah, they should get killed. So Elo, I'm a papa. So a papa changes it, okay? And he says like this: Be'ed mechira kula amalei pligedin arogim. You're right. If the two witnesses testify on the selling, everybody says they get killed. There's no argument between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Then they would get killed. The Gemara before said Itmar, what we started learning today, that both stealing and selling, right? That Chizkiah says they don't get killed, and Rabbi Yochanan says they get killed. So our Papa says, no, that's wrong. It's not true. The witnesses that were said testified that he sold him, everybody says if they became Adam Zemim, they would get killed. Because they're testifying the guy should get killed. Because what are they testifying? The guy sold him. Selling is what's giving him the misa. Keep league when they argue about the first group, Ada Geneva. Meaning like this. One group testified, he kidnapped him. Right? And then they became Adam Zemimim. So do you kill those witnesses or not? So, Chizkiah says the Geneva guys don't get killed. Why? Because what did they testify?
Geneva.
He kidnapped him. That doesn't get Misa. Right? He says, Geneva luchod kaima, umechir luchod kaima. Each one's two separate things. Stealing is one thing, right? And selling is another thing.
Is mechira possible without Geneva?
No. If you own, like he says, if you own a slave and you sell him, that's, you don't get killed. You're allowed to. 1 second. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Nerogen, they do get killed. Why? Geneva aschalte de mechirihi. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very interesting. He holds, it's not two separate things. It's one connection. The beginning of selling is kidnapping. Kidnapping is part of the selling process. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's one thing. It leads to death. And therefore they're really testifying on the beginning of a death sentence. And therefore they would get killed. Chizkiah says, selling is one thing. Right? Selling is one thing. I mean, kidnapping is one thing. Selling is something else. It's two separate things. So therefore, if they only testify the guy kidnapped, even Chizkiah would say they're not going to get killed.
So
Rabbi Yechanan says they would get killed. Because it's one continuation.
But the ones that
doesn't have to be, though.
But it is.
But the ones that...
What?
The ones that sold him were not the ones that stole him. If the beginning of the crime, of this punishable by death crime... is stealing, if the guys that are selling are not the ones that stole, why should those guys get killed because they were accomplices?
No, they're testifying that one guy kidnapped and one guy, the same guy sold.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
We are talking about same guy? One guy and one guy. Two different guys.
No, same guy.
No, same guy. Two different guys. For sure nothing's going to happen.
Even according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Everybody would say it's two different things, two different guys.
Rabbi Yochanan
is a big chiddush. That the first group that testified that Reuven stole, kidnapped, are going to get killed, even though they're only testifying that he stole, and until he sells it, he doesn't get killed. But they're testifying, the Rabbi Yochanan holds, that part A is part of part B. Kidnapping is a part of the killing. Of the selling. And if it's part of the selling, then they're both connected to death.
As long as Reuven is Hainu Hach, like he did both.
Right.
So there were two, the one guy who did both crimes.
Of course.
Two sets of witnesses.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise the whole thing doesn't make sense.
So both sets of witnesses.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, Rabbi Yechon is a big chiddush. But that's why Rabbi Yechanan says the first group doesn't get killed. It doesn't get whipped. Remember, there's another argument the Gemara Papa brought down. If a guy's only kidnapped, right, do they get Malkus? They Adam Zaymimin. So Chizkiah says, yeah, and Rabbi Yechanan says, no, they don't get Malkus. Why? Because it's the beginning of the death process. If it's the beginning of the death process, then he can't give him malchus, because malchus doesn't happen when there's a death sentence.
Because since there's a bigger punishment,
right.
You don't get this one.
Correct. But Rabbi Yechinen agrees, though, that the first witnesses of Ben Seder Umeida, that they don't care. They don't get killed. Why? Because Ben Seder Umeida, we're only coming to say that he
kidnapped.
No, that he stole. The first group of witnesses, that he stole the meat. Right? Okay. Because the Torah says like this, why is Ben Seder Umeida different? Why isn't the stealing part of the fressing which is going to get him killed? Okay, just think over here. Kidnapping is a lead up to the selling. Why isn't stealing the meat the lead up to the fressing? So the Gemara says, because by Ben Seder Umeida, when the kid steals, the pasuk says v'yisru isay. You give him malchus. If he still didn't listen, then you kill him. If he steals again and then fresses, then you kill him. But the Torah clearly says the first time when he stole the meat, the Torah says v'yisru isay. The Torah says clearly you give him malchus. So the first group of witnesses by Ben Seder Umeida say that the kid stole the meat. Rabbi Yechon says, for sure, that's nothing to do with the death. By kidnapping, the kidnapping is part of the selling, and therefore kidnapping is also... It's interesting. In Goyish law, is different than Yiddish law. For instance, in Torah law, if a guy murders somebody, yeah, and then there's a getaway car, the driver has nothing to do with the crime. I'm not saying
he
doesn't.
He's not an accessory?
He is, but he's not going to get killed because he didn't kill.
He was in the car.
So he helped. He did. He helped somebody. If I give you chazit, I'm also sinning.
But he's going to go to jail.
There's no jail term in Yiddishkeit.
All right.
In Goyish law, if you drive the getaway car, you're an accomplice.
You're an accessory.
No, you're just as bad as the guy that did it almost.
You are.
Yeah, but in Torah law, the guy would be off the hook completely.
Oh, wow.
I mean, between him and God, he sinned, he helped, but he didn't do the crime.
Or if you hire somebody to kill also.
Beis Shammai also you get. But you get me, but not Beis Hillel. Not Shammai, not Beis Shammai. Shammai and Hillel, one of the few arguments they had themselves. But anyway, so the bottom line is, so Rabbi Yechon says, in this case, then Ben Seder Umeida, because the Torah says clearly, if he's Yisrael, then he's not going to get Misa, only Malchus.
Okay.
Amen.